Culture to break down. I am your boy Jersey. What up? That's what I'm talking about. Yo, if you're not gonna clap for yourself, ain't nobody gonna clap for yourself, all right?
Yes!
That's a complete fact. How we feeling, everybody? Rodney, what's going on, bro? Welcome to the Black Culture to Breakdown. Al, you're about to get this conversation popping. Does everybody got their drinks? Yo, I'm ready today. I'm talking. Anybody feel like talking? Because I'm in the mood. What's up? XAB, about to get you on the live, my boy. How we feeling? Everybody, how we feeling today? It's Black Culture to Breakdown. So y'all know how we go. It's a show that we talk about everything culture related. We're about pushing the culture forward.
Yes.
That's a complete fact. What up, Jodeci? How we feeling? Welcome to Black Culture to Breakdown. Hold on one second. We call an X. Is he answering to them? You heard? What up, Lulu? Oh, I guess X ain't ready yet. X, we gotta get the coaching news popping. You ready? What up, Nisi? How we feeling? Yo, welcome to Black Culture to Breakdown, everybody. Yo, show up for the boy. I'm bored. How we feeling? All right, you're saying it's Sunday. We feeling bored in the crib because we have Black Culture to Breakdown, so we're not bored no more. All right?
No.
How we feeling? XAB, are we ready, my friend? Okay, let's try. All right, now, so anyways, yo, there's a lot going on in entertainment. There's a lot going on in today's episode. We got the kid, Aldrin, coming on from the CEO of Gospel Entertainment. Come on, we got Rodney in the building. That got, actually says the connection failed. But we got Rodney in the building. Come on, that's on the show, Married to Millions. Right? We got Mr. Nick Storm in the building, who's a marketing guru and been in the wine and spirits realm for over 20 years. All right, and he's also connected with Ciroc, so you know what time that is, right? So, welcome to Black Culture to Breakdown, everybody. About to get XAB on the line. What's up, Misha? What up, Nisi? How we feeling? Yo, we about to get XAB. You're having connection issues here. There's some major connection issues happening and it will not even allow me to accept you. Welcome to Black Culture to Breakdown, everybody. You know, we got a super dope show happening, but we're just trying to get my boy XAB on the live to give us the culture news. We got a lot to talk about.
Yes!
The show has to get started. Not sure what's going on, X. Let me try and call you in. Connected? Okay, this Mr. No, Instagram. Yo, this is what I'm saying. Is there any executives that are watching this show right now?
Yes.
If you are, reach out to me. Because I need to get this on TV so people can actually watch this, okay? Because Instagram be playing games. I want to call people in. And it ain't working. It's a problem. So how, Melba Moore is in the building, everybody. Clap it up for Melba Moore. Yo, we have legends in the building today. We have the connection issues on Instagram. Instagram, you about to be fired. I'm tired of you. I'm not going to let y'all have the control over me anymore. I want to get people on the live when I want them. XAB, are you ready to call in on the live? Okay. All right. But, you know, at the end of the day, Instagram is going to really stop playing. All right? Melba Moore's in the building, everybody. That is a living legend. So you got to make sure we clap it up for her one more time. I always had the privilege to talk. Are y'all doing the Just Doing Me challenge? I need you guys to all do the Just Doing Me challenge, all right? And if you haven't been doing that, you better get into it, because Melba Moore got all the sauce. That's that good cookout music for the fall, summer, spring, and winter, okay?
Yes!
XAB, what up, bro?
What's going on?
Ooh, welcome to the Black Culture, the Breakdown, bro. We was having some connection issues. We was making sure we get you on the show, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. Every time I would connect, your screen would go black.
You know what? Instagram be trying to play with us.
It's over. That's a fact.
Instagram, this is your first warning. That's it. All right. Let's topics. We got a lot to talk about, my friend. Welcome everybody that's on Black Culture, the Breakdown right now. We are here to give you the culture news. XAB is in the building.
Do what it do, what it do.
We got a lot going on in the media right now. Let's talk about this versus battle. Gucci Mane versus...
Yes!
Yeah, Jeezy, all right?
Yes!
For sure, for sure.
Talk to us about the experience it gave you, your thoughts on it, all the memes, the drama circulating. They give us the whole tea in as quick as you can, my friend, but I want to definitely talk about this.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I heard that a lot of people weren't aware of the history between Jeezy and Gucci, which is a little interesting to me. But if you weren't aware, these two had longstanding issues stemming from an incident that happened, I want to say 15 years ago. And basically what happened was Jeezy's chain was taken in an incident. Gucci Mane and his camp was suspected of being the ones who took it. So Jeezy had put out a bounty and said that anybody who got this chain was going to get X amount of money. Absolutely. One of his mans went and did a home invasion to Gucci's crib. Gucci killed him in self-defense, allegedly. They've had beef and issues ever since. So during the whole entire battle for me, as soon as it started and Gucci was on the type of energy that he was on, I was anxious. I didn't know how that was going to end. But I loved how Jeezy kept his cool. I love how they were able to kind of talk about the elephant in the room between one another and eventually at the end celebrate. And then they both went to a club afterwards, to the same club, and they celebrated together. So for me, I thought it was an amazing moment. I thought it was something that as a Black community, we should celebrate, because this week has been about healing in a lot of different instances and senses. We also had the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Janet and Will finally getting together and talking about their issues. So for me, I was happy to celebrate the music and celebrate the two individuals and also celebrate Black healing.
Come on, let's talk about that. Let's clap it up. This is why we like when you come to the show, because you always give us the positivity that we need in our lives to keep these shows going, all right?
Yeah.
So, bro, Janet Hubert and Miss Reed coming back to the original and the new Viv, you know, the light skin and the dark skin Viv, you know what I'm saying? The old Aunt Viv and the new Aunt Viv, was stupid dope to see that happen. I never thought that would ever go down. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that they was able to pull that together, was a complete hooray to them.
Hooray!
You know what I'm saying? And I commend them doing that. Gucci Mane and Jeezy, come on. That's how Black people come together to make that bag. You understand? You put the differences aside and listen, if somebody can kill your man, you can move past that, then a lot of people can move past a lot of different stuff out here. Can we get an amen on that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
I mean, now granted, there's history behind how his man's got killed and all of that, but I think that whole incident is perfect example of what you said.
Absolutely.
A huge issue between two gentlemen that live street lives, and I'm finding a positive way to get past it. So I think that that's just something that a lot of people who are in the streets and live that life can kind of look at as an example to hopefully resolve some of the beefs that are going on right now, because it's feeling like the 90s out here.
It's definitely feeling like the 90s out here, okay?
Yes!
XAB, let's move into a little bit more, I guess, sad news. our boy Bobby Brown is just not catching a good, you know, how do I explain this? Yeah, you know, it's, I guess life is not something that we can predict, right? But, you know, for me to say that he's not having a good situation is not, I guess, even in my power to even say something like that. But he just lost his son, Bobby Brown Jr., right? And, you know, this, you know, he's lost an ex-wife, and this is now his second child that he's lost. You know, so talk to us about what you know about that situation and just kind of how you feel for him right now.
I mean, all I can say is RIP. I mean, that's a lot for any individual to deal with. And we can't forget that he's dealing with these things in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of God knows what his situation may be. We always look at these celebrities like they always got money and they're always good and this, that, and the third, but that may not be the case. And so the best I can do and the most I can say is RIP and put some prayers up for that man. I encourage everybody to put some prayers up for the family as well. It's super sad. As you said, he's lost two children. He's lost a wife. And it just, I mean, he's dealt with addiction. So it's just been a hard life for him. Absolutely. And yeah, I just wish him well and hope for the best.
Man, I completely agree with you, and I hope for the best for that. Man, Bobby Brown, if you ever see this, we definitely wish you well here on Black Culture the Breakdown. Our condolences to you and the family. And let's just continue to uplift, listening to the music and just that family, because they were part of Black excellence at one point, you know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure we give roses to the people that put something down for the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yes!
XAB, bro, thank you so much for coming on, man, and just giving us the culture news, man. Let everybody know where they can find you, bro.
Absolutely. This is XAB, a.k.a. Creator X from Dad Hats and Bow Ties, the podcast that talks about everything from entertainment to politics. This Tuesday, we will be giving our season finale. So this will be the last episode for this season of Dad Hats and Bow Ties. Taking a break for the holidays, and we'll be back in January. But if you're interested in following me and the brand, you can always go to the top. My name is right there, Creator X. Click on it, follow me, and you can follow the page Dad Hats and Bow Ties. Once again, we talk about everything in politics and entertainment. It's the Kid XAB. Jersey, have an amazing show, and I will holler at everybody later. Take care.
Yes.
That's right, XAB. Appreciate you, man. Later. XAB, everybody. Listen, he's always giving you the culture news. He's going to give you everything you want to know. Anytime you want to ask something, go and ask XAB Music.
Yes.
Oh, yo, it's Creator X now. It's not XAB Music. Yo, shout out to the name change and the money. Yo, we on Black Culture The Breakdown every Sunday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my Instagram Live. Are you tapped in?
Yes.
If you're not, that's what I got for you. But y'all here, so we know y'all tapped in. All right, let's kind of get Mr. Rodney on the line, all right? Miss Melba Moore is still tuned in. Melba Moore, show us some love if you're in the building.
Yes.
All right, let's get Rodney on the line. There you go. What's going on, Mr. Rodney?
What's happening with you?
Welcome to Black Culture The Breakdown.
I appreciate you having me.
Of course, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. Welcome to the show. How we feeling today?
Man, it's been crazy this whole weekend. So I'm just, right now, I'm just chilling.
Okay. It's been crazy this whole weekend. Man, how have you been holding up just during this pandemic? And just, you know, just during what's been going on with this election and everything, how have you been holding up right now in today's point of view of you?
I mean, I'm doing pretty good. I try to, you know, be mindful of what's going on, be safe and, you know, make sure my family is safe and, you know, just, again, just be mindful of what's going on and be aware of what's going on. You know, I'm in Washington, D.C., where most of the stuff is going on at. So just going downtown sometime, I just see all, you know, the Trump supporter parades and, you know, just try not to get mixed up in, you know, that, because you just never know what happened. Because I think it was like a week ago, it was like a, you know, a fight outbreak down there by the White House, you know, with some Trump supporters and some demonstrators. So I just try to make sure, you know, I stay away from all that and, you know, just be mindful and, you know, stay safe with this, you know, COVID, you know, it's real.
COVID is absolutely real.
Yeah. Yes.
Those Trump supporters and those protests are real.
Oh, yeah.
We need to make sure we stay clear, okay?
Yes.
All right. So, man, welcome back, you know, welcome to the show.
And thank you.
Even stepping on here, man, I want to kind of get into everything that you do. Here for Black Culture, we're all about educating, you know, just the peoples and letting them know how we kind of can get into what we need to get into the money.
Yeah.
We know that you on a show called Married to Millions, correct?
Marrying Millions.
Sorry, Marrying Millions. My bad.
Yeah.
Jersey, that was wrong.
No.
All right, Married Millions. So now, you got a show that is Married Millions, correct? So now, yeah. Talk about what you've done to build your millions.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm the founder and CEO of Edelheiss Wine, which is a German wine that's manufactured and bought in Germany, and I imported it to the U.S. and it's, you know, distributed in the U.S., and it consists of, you know, a semi-sweet red wine, a sparkling white wine, a sparkling rosé. We're getting ready to launch a Riesling, and then I want to say the first or second quarter of 2021, I'll be launching a hemp vodka as well, too. So it's just about expanding a brand and just touching everybody who, like, some people may not drink sweet wine. So, you know, we got something for people who don't drink sweet wine. So people who love sweet wine, we definitely got something for them. And it's just about touching people who prefer different variety of products. So we just want to make sure we reach everybody. But it's a brand that, you know, I just happened to stumble across while I was in Switzerland in 2011. You know, I'm not a wine connoisseur. I didn't grow up in a wine family. You know, I tasted a wine similar to what I have now in 2011 and just decided, like, how can I create something like that version I tasted and bring it to the U.S.? And to make a long story short, I met some great people over in Switzerland that helped me create it. And, you know, now it's here sold in the U.S.
That's a fact. You're in the mind. So, you know, now we're here in the U.S., and that's what we're talking about, keeping the Black people in the communities that we are not necessarily a part of, okay?
Yes.
Now, talk to us about how the wine kind of inspired you to be like, all right, this is something that I want to kind of go in. And now you've been able to brand yourself. I know your wine has gotten placement on different TV shows like DMX.
Yeah.
And you obviously you get placement on the show that you're currently on. Talk to us about how you've been able to do the marketing and what inspires you to keep going and just kind of elevating the brand.
Well, for one thing, you know, I use my relationships I have with people. You like, as far as like my product was on a Braxton's Family Values a few years ago.
Yes.
And I leveraged that product placement because, you know, I know most of the Braxtons, and Tracy Braxton and I, we had a radio show called the Tracy Braxton Radio Show.
Okay.
So that's how all that came about. And all of us are from the same area as well, too. You know, her manager, you know, is a good buddy of mine. So, you know, that's how that relationship, you know, evolved. And, you know, again, doing things with Steve Harvey, his wife hairdresser is a friend of mine.
Okay.
And she connected me with his wife PR agent about doing some events with them. So that's how I was able to leverage that, that platform. But it's just about, I just, you know, use the connections that I have. Like, hey, you look, you know, can I send you some product? You know, if it's going to make sense.
Yes.
As far as the Housewives of Atlanta, I know Cynthia Bailey and them down there, and
okay.
You know, they are a fan of my product, so that's how that deal, you know, not deal, but just how that happened with the Housewives of Atlanta and running into Tyler Perry at Good Morning America, you know, so that was like one of the biggest highlights of what I did so far, just to, you know, give him a bottle. He was like, come on, let's take a picture with it. You know, like, not many people going to do that, so I was very appreciative of him taking the time out for him asking me to explain to him about my product. Then he pulled the product out the bag and was like, let's take a picture. So, you know, I'm very appreciative of what he did, because not many would do that. And, you know, again, me partnering with Nene Lee for her swag boutique opening at the MGM in Oxon Hill, Maryland. It's just relationships that I have, and, you know, we just partner, you know. So it's just about building relationships with people.
Now, you obviously named a lot of people that you were able to cultivate relationships with. Yeah. Which I've been able to kind of elevate your brand into propelling it into the forefront, because these are all people that's in the forefront.
Yeah.
Ways that people, you know, if you could give advice to someone that wants to get into this business or any business at that, because you're obviously a master at marketing.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to say I'm not as a master as Nick is, but, you know, Nick Storm, but, you know, I'm doing my best, you know. But again, whatever you do is about doing your research.
Okay.
You have to do your research or whatever you want to do. I mean, just like me, I'm still learning as I go. You know, I didn't have a handbook or, you know, I have people around. I have a team around me that knows the business very well. So I'm still learning from them. But, you know, you have to surround yourself with good people who's going to give you some great advice. And you have to do your research on your own as well, too.
Yes.
Now, there's something about our people that don't like to necessarily do the research.
Yeah, our people.
I don't know what it. I'm not saying it's all of our people, right?
Yeah.
But there's we have to be honest, right?
Yes.
A lot of times that they just would like things given to them, and they don't want to necessarily do the research. However, there is sometimes people that don't want to give us information.
Yes.
And then we feeling like, yo, why do I even want to do anything when I'm not going to get anywhere anyway, because you're holding everything from me?
Yes.
So now talk to the people about who want to break into this industry like this and don't necessarily know where to start. What is the advice that you will kind of give to somebody in regards to that?
Well, let me just say this. When I first started getting everything registered through the federal government to import the brand into the U.S., I had a good brother of mine. He's in the Washington, D.C. area. He had a product out called, I can't think of the product right now. But anyway, he kind of like set me down and guided me in the right direction where to go to register the product. He gave me like the websites, told me what to do. And he did this for free. But I wound up paying him anyway because I was so appreciative of him taking the time out to give me that advice. And that's very rare that people would do that. So, you know, I'm, you know, very appreciative of what he did because it saved me a lot of time and money, you know, without doing all this research, where to go, how to apply, and this and that. So he gave me like some shortcuts to get to what I need to do. Mm. But, you know, sometimes with, you know, us, our people, we feel like we're scared to give the information out to people because, like, they going to move ahead of us or whatever the case may be, be who's giving out the information. But it's like, if I help you, I feel like I'm going to be blessed by helping you. That blessing to come back to me somehow, you know, some way. So many people have been reaching out to me about how can I start my own alcohol brand. And, you know, some people just think it's just a walk in the park just to do it. I mean, you know, it's not as easy as it looks. So what we have done is my marketing consultant, I give them her email address, and then she does like a screening just to make sure that the people are serious about doing this. And she gives them like a questionnaire they have to answer, because we don't want to just be wasting our time. Somebody say, you know, hey, I want to start an alcohol brand. Then, you know, we spend this time with people and then, you know, they realize, well, this was a little bit too much than I expected. Then that's just a waste of everybody's time. So she kind of like, my marketing consultant kind of like screened them first before we move on to the next stage.
So there's a process behind everything.
Oh, yeah.
And now let's talk about structure when you have it, right? Because you just mentioned your marketing consultant. You mentioned, you know, just all the things that even just getting information from people, there's stages and there's a strategy that even goes into it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't even want to give people information that you feel like is just going to waste the information. If that even really
makes sense. Yeah, I understand what you're there.
You understand? So now talk to us now about structure and how important structure is to a business.
Well, first of all, structure is very important to a business. And the main thing to any business that a lot of people don't have is good customer service. I don't care what industry you in. If you're selling something to the public, you have to have good customer service. You can have the best product there is out there, but if you don't have good customer service, those people are not going to come back to your business.
That's a fact.
And yes. That's what I always try to practice. But I do practice, and I preach that you got to have great customer service when you're in the business of selling something to the public.
Come on. And he's giving y'all that for free, okay? If you're in the business of customer service, you have to have great customer service. Black Coach of the Breakdown, we give out just for free. Understand? We just thought that was something that, you know, that was just common sense. But a lot of times, let's bring it back, we have to be real. Our people.
Yeah.
Real. We have to learn how to do a little bit better with customer service. Let's clap it up for that, everybody. All right. I'm tired of going to the Jamaican pot and I'm like, can I get a Jamaican beef patty? And they be like, we're not having that. I'll be like, okay. Thank you so much. I'm not coming back, okay? Nope. But we just gotta work on customer services.
Oh yeah.
And I just feel like, talk to us about, you know, aligning yourself with excellence, right? So if you want your brand to be elevated and be viewed at a certain way, aligning your brand with things that kind of reflect what your brand to look like. Talk to us about how important that is.
Oh yeah, I mean, like as far as my brand, the juice has to be good as well. But before you get to the juice, you have to see the packaging. Your packaging has to look great. I mean, it has to be like an eye catcher, you okay. know, because just say if you do t-shirts, you make t-shirts. It's a billion t-shirt owners out here, but what's going to make your stand out from the next t-shirt? You can't look the same, because then somebody's like, well, I can just buy that instead of buying yours because it all look the same. So as far as my packaging, you know, that's the main thing that we want to make sure that we have great packaging. Like, my packaging is really like not nothing you ever seen before on any other alcohol brand.
That's actually a fact. Your packaging is actually
very good. Oh, yeah. So it's all about, again, the packaging. And before I forget, you know, you had mentioned Melba Moore. I did see you do an interview with Melba Moore, and, you know, you mentioned her name again tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite artist is Stephanie Mills.
Okay.
So Stephanie Mills and I connected, and I'm one of the sponsors for her upcoming nonprofit that she's having December 12th. And okay. Melba Moore is one of her girlfriends that's going to be on
the panel.
The panel with her. It's called Stephanie Mills Girls Night Out, and Melba Moore is one of the young ladies that's on the panel. And I'll be sending Melba Moore a bottle of wine, so when they on the panel, they can be drinking a product.
Come on, let's talk about that. Let's clap it up for her. Yeah. Excellent. Stephanie Mills. Clap it up for Stephanie Mills. Come on. Melba Moore, are you still in the building? Show us some love if you're still in the building, Melba Moore. She definitely was watching the show earlier. I'm not sure she's still here. But, like, let's just all connect on just how we just learn how to connect across, right? A lot of times we try to connect up. Let's network up.
Yeah.
But we how to network across. We are all talented. Sometimes we see people that look like us again, and we necessarily feel like maybe they don't necessarily have the tools that I need to be successful because of whatever the experiences we may have had. But we need to learn how to tap into people that are like-minded.
Yeah. And
network across. So, you know, that the fact that it's all happening, Melba Moore is family. You know, Aldrin is on here dropping fire emojis, and he also knows Mel, but you know, it's a small world. But
oh, yeah. Black.
All right. Now, Rodney, you mentioned sponsorship. Let's get into that conversation real quick.
Okay.
Now, how do you decide which companies you align your brand with and who you would like to sponsor? That's right, Melba. More comments. Said, Stephanie and I go way back. That's right, Melba.
Yes.
talk about, you know, how you actually decide what brands you sponsor, and then now if a brand actually would like to reach out to you, how can they do that in regards to sponsorships?
Well, let me say this. When I first started the brand, you know, you just want to get your product out there. So I was sponsoring everybody who came along, but you know, as I started building my team, you know, they was like, look, you're going to go broke and ain't going to have no product if you keep trying to sponsor everybody who come along. I mean, because it was, you know, I was learning and I just wanted to get the product out there. But now, you know, we do a screening of people who want us to be a sponsor, because everybody always looking for something free. You know, everybody wants you to give them something. So now we look at, is this going to make sense for the brand? How is this going to benefit the brand? Some things that look good on, like, say, an A-list celebrity platform, but it ain't all good, because sometimes that event is not bringing in dollars to my brand or to my business. So it's like, you know, why they're flying private jet, why they stay in 5-star hotels, and, you know, I'm paying for my hotel and I'm paying for my flight.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's not benefiting me. So some things like that I have to turn down, because it's like, you know, okay, I appreciate, you know, my brand is attached to this A-list celebrity brand, but it's not bringing no money to my pockets.
Period.
Yes.
So some things like that I had to start turning down, because it's like, how is this benefiting my brand? Mm. You know, so now we do a screening of how is this going to, you know, align what we're doing, and how is it going to get the brand out there? How is it going to generate money for the brand? So we do a screening of that. And it's just sometimes like personal relationships, you know, if like friends of mine say they trying to do this or trying to do that, I sponsor them, you know, their event, because they're my friends. Mm. You know, it's not always about business. Just like with Stephanie Mills asking me to sponsor her event. I mean, you know, she's like, everybody that knows me know I love Stephanie Mills. So, but she called, I got to do it.
Stephanie Mills.
Yes.
You got to sponsor Stephanie Mills.
Oh, yeah. I got to, you know, and it's just over the time, you know, just building a relationship. I would have never thought 5-6 years ago that, you know, I would be in communication with Stephanie Mills, you know.
Absolutely.
I just never pictured that.
Definitely. And you know what, man? Everything happens the way it's supposed
to.
Oh,
yeah.
Your brand is definitely growing. And, man, we are definitely a little bit out of time, but you are definitely great, Rodney.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate you giving us everything that we need to know to eat this industry. Come on, y'all. We didn't get to talk about too much about your show, but we'll definitely have you come on again, man. Do not be a stranger to the show.
I appreciate you having me.
Of course, man. And we're going to definitely touch base off the show, man.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
All right, man. Rodney, thank you so much. Let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me on all platforms at Rodney Foster. And the brand Instagram is Edel Heist Wine. But you can definitely find me on there as Rodney Foster, RodneyFoster.
That's a complete fact, everybody. This is Rodney. Thank you for coming to our Black Culture The Breakdown, bro. We'll see you later.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, y'all. So that was Rodney Foster talking everything we needed to know about how to be successful in the wine and spirits industry. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. All right, we're about to get Nick Storm on the line. Nick Storm, you ready? Melba Moore's in the building. Let's talk about that, all right? Nick Storm. Okay, hold on. Nick Storm is not on the line. Nick Storm, are you on the line? Let's kind of have a conversation. Black Coaching Breakdown.
Yes.
Are y'all tapped in? Make sure y'all tune in every Sunday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to Black Coaching Breakdown on my IG Live. That's a complete fact.
Yes.
All right, we in the mug. All right, so, Aldrin, you ready, my friend? Let's kind of get this conversation rolling. All right. All those fails, so I gotta make sure Hold on. Algin? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We stand there
ready. Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome to Black Coach.
Good, man.
Good, bro. Welcome to Black Coach of the Breakdown, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, man. Man, you are definitely a star out here, man. I had the privilege of coming to your show today early and sing.
Yes.
Listen.
Oh, and founder of God. Let's talk about that, bro. We have a lot to talk about today.
Man, well, first of all, thank you so much for just, you know, giving me the opportunity. I don't know if you can hear me. It's like breaking up. So yeah. You're like frozen on your end. I don't know if I'm frozen on my end.
You're good right now. You're good. Everybody, are we good? Comment below if we're good, if you can see us. Everybody's saying that we're good. All right, go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, so thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come on. You know, I count it an honor and a privilege to just be on here. Shout out to my Auntie Melba Moore. I just want to say thank you so much, Auntie Melba, for always supporting me. You know, she is such an incredible, like, she's such an incredible artist, as well as a person that have, you know, connected with me, and I'm just honored to, you know, just be in her presence. But, yeah, so thank you again for the opportunity. I think you asked about Gospel Artist Entertainment.
Yes, man, let's get into everything. I was saying about the privilege of watching your show So You Think You Can Sing earlier.
But before
that, we're gonna, she said, both good. Algin is my nephew, that's right.
No. Absolutely.
Yes.
Todd, that is.
Yes.
Say you too.
Yes.
Now, so Gospel Entertainment, bro, is a whole brand.
Yeah.
So, talk to us about who you are, number one, what you do, and just how you kind of built Gospel. Bring us back to the beginning.
So Gospel Artist Entertainment has been around and established for 5 years, going on 6 years. As a matter of fact, tomorrow will actually mark our 6-year anniversary. And so Gospel Artist Entertainment has been around for a short amount of time, but yet a long time. And so having, you know, this company has been a journey, you know, from the beginning to the end. I started out, as just a simple support page on Facebook. And built the audience, started advertising, started, you know, getting the people involved and having people to come on and, you know, go live with me and, you know, started, you know, promoting people, artists, musicians, choirs, churches, events, and it built from there. I mean, the more I did it, the more people started flocking to it, the more people in the industry started saying, oh, we need more of this. We need more of this. I'm so glad you built this platform. We don't have nothing really like this on social media. And so it started from there. And then over the time, it just kind of built up. And, you know, it got from point A to point B, point C, point D. And, you know, next thing you know, boom, here I am doing interviews and, you know, having a show, competition, having people come on and sing. You know, it's just a lot. So I'm, you know, the journey has definitely been worth it, man.
Yes.
Come on. Algin, you've been able to take the next step. Now, when did you realize, like, I actually have something? What was your first viral content? How about that? What was your first viral content? And when did you realize I actually have something here to kind of build?
Wow. So first of all, my first viral content, oh my gosh. I really don't know. I don't know. I think the first time something went viral on my page, it was so funny because it had nothing to do with gospel. But I think the first time something actually went like crazy viral was when I posted a video of this lady asking her baby to eat. The baby wouldn't eat, so she used a pillow, and she asked the pillow to the bear to eat. And she was like, no. And then she started slapping the bear. And then she asked the baby to eat again. The baby started eating. So everybody thought it was funny. It went viral. And that was on a platform, Gospel Artists Entertainment, which it had nothing to do with gospel, but it had everything to do with entertainment. And so that was on Gospel Artists Entertainment. Now, as far as my personal stuff, my very first video that ever went viral was a voiceover that I did. I did a voiceover of this kid. Basically, the dad had slapped the mama. The kid jumped up and was like, oh, I know you started slapping the dad. And it was like, basically, I said, you do it again. And I'm going to shove the bottle down your throat, you know. And so... And that video now has, oh my gosh, that video has like 20 some million views now. And so, yeah. And so it's constantly going up. And so I use my personal platform in conjunction with Gospel Artists Entertainment to build up my audience so they can connect the two. And so, I mean, it's been a lot, man. It's really been a lot. The process is really, it can get a little frustrating at times, but it's worth it. It's worth all the time. It's worth all the time. And so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you've been able to do a lot. So you've been able to kind of go viral and build a brand on your own. And you were kind of able to go viral and build a brand on Gospel Entertainment. Mm-hmm. How do you separate both? And then how do they both connect? Talk to us about that.
So that's good. So I've learned to separate the two. One, because I actually had to learn to separate the two. There was content that I was posting on my personal page, and then I was also posting on my business page. So when people see Gospel Artists Entertainment, they only look at the word gospel. And so they automatically assume, okay, this is only supposed to be just nothing but gospel. So if it ain't gospel, we have a problem with it. And so they fail to realize that there is a word in there that brings everything together, whether it's gospel or not, and that is entertainment. And so,
yeah.
So Gospel Artists Entertainment is based off of a gospel platform, but we're also incorporating the entertainment part, meaning that we're going to spread the gospel. And I explained this in my video on my live a couple of days ago, meaning that we're going to bring the gospel to you, whether it be through music, artists, music or scripture or, you know, quotes. But we're also going to give you entertainment. We're going to give you something that has nothing to do with gospel, you know. So... then I started building, by the way, I'm loving these sound effects. so then I'm looking at my personal page and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to specifically do what I want to do on my personal page and kind of build that up. But since I built a platform on Gospel Artists Entertainment and I built up my name enough, then it allowed people to go to my personal page and know, okay, this is the same guy that is over Gospel Artists Entertainment, you know? And so I separate the two because I try to keep Gospel Artists Entertainment for the churchy crowd, for the people that are specifically looking for only gospel content. I try to keep that. And then if they want to enjoy something extra or something different or something a little bit more on the
secular
more side. Yes, they can go to my personal page. And then so they can go and follow my personal page. So I kind of, I kind of separate those two, but still they know that I'm over Gospel Artists Entertainment. And then when Gospel Artists Entertainment audience see, they see my name and say, oh yeah, this is also Algernon. So he has his own thing going. So I kind of just keep it, you know, separate, but I also bring it together, you know.
Talk about how dope that is. Algernon, come on. You've been able to really separate two brands. You understand? It's kind of tapping into the audience that kind of loves the gospel entertainment, right? But then you be like, all right, I'm also more than that, and I kind of bring that different energy to my page. You know, at them churches feeling like this. A secular arising. That is a freaking listen, God don't judge.
Oh my goodness.
We're covered by the blood of Jesus, all right?
Yes.
Just be all covered. All right. Aldrich, and I talk to us about, first of all, am I saying your name right?
Aldrich. Yes, you are.
All right. Just you are. Definitely a different.
Yes.
So now, talk to us about your singing show, right? I know you have people calling in every Sunday to do it. You can sing on your IG Live, all right? Talk to us about that show and how you came to be with that. And I had the privilege of watching it today, and I saw you had a girl that was frying chicken, that was cooking. You had another girl that was 30.
Yeah.
So, and I was just like, it's not going to happen.
Nope.
But it was still nevertheless.
Yeah.
So talk to us about the show.
So first of all, I've been doing So You Think You Can Sing since 2015. I started in 2015. And thank you so much. And I started on Facebook. It was never on Instagram. So You Think You Can Sing, I came up with that name, but come to find out, there's other So You Think You Can sing out there, but it haven't been patented or copyrighted or anything. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to start using it. You know, I'm going to start using it. And now people know me. When they see me, they like, oh, you're the guy from So You Think You Can Sing. Some people know me from Gospel Artists Entertainment, but it seems like more people know me as So You Think You Can Sing. So when I started So You Think You Can Sing, it started on Facebook. I'm going to tell you, it started with like maybe five people. And then I kept doing it. And then it went from five people to 25 people. And then from 25 people, and it started on my personal page. It didn't start on Gospel Artists Entertainment. So it started on my personal page. And then once it got up to like maybe 70 or 80 people, I was like, okay, so I'm starting telling people to go over to Gospel Artists Entertainment. I'm started building from there because Gospel Artists Entertainment had a larger audience already. And so I went from my personal page to Gospel Artists Entertainment, started building it from there, started off with 30 people, went from 30 people to like maybe 80 people to 100 and some people. And then now, you know, well, at the time when I was doing it on Facebook, it got up to like maybe 300, 400, 500 people, maybe 1,000 people.
Yeah,
you know, and so before Facebook started acting up with this, you know, its technology or whatever, you know, it was really bumping. And so You Think You Can Sing was designed to display, to actually give people the opportunity to present their gifts, you know, their singing, you know, their voices, because a lot of times they don't have a platform to actually, you know, say, hey, I want to, you know, sing. I want to sing for you. I want an opportunity. They don't get those type of platforms. It's very rare that a person will be able to get on somebody's show or get on a platform like American Idol or America's Got Talent or Sunday Best or X Factor. You know, you have to really, 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 really know how to sing and present yourself to get on a show like that in front of thousands and thousands of people and have to compete against thousands and thousands of people. So
yes.
So I wanted to create a platform where I'm like, okay, well, this ain't America's Got Talent or this not America's American Idol, but this is something that will allow people to at least get, you know, a head start in the direction that they're trying to go. Absolutely. And actually, yeah. So
hold on one second though. You said since 2015 you've been doing this.
Yeah.
And how did you get people to call in to sing since 2015?
Honestly, I don't know.
People been calling on lives? Like, this has been a thing?
Yes, so they have been calling in. So basically on Facebook, and like I said, it started on Facebook before I even went to Instagram. It started on Facebook.
Confused.
Yeah.
So Because I'm like, I'm thinking this Instagram Live. Black, you know, we're talking right now on Instagram Live. 2015. I'm behind.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that back then.
Well, say that again. You cut out.
How did you get people to call in to even sing for you back then?
Well, so this is what I did. So when I went live, I would just tell people to share the live. If you know somebody that can sing, tag them in the live. And so people started sharing. People started tagging other singers. It was like, hey, come on this live and sing. Come on this live and sing.
Yeah.
Come on. You know? And, you know, the audience just built from there, you know?
That was authentic because they messed with you, that they wanted to share, to actually let people come on the platform. I was watching you.
Yeah.
It's a charismatic thing that happens when you're at with these people, that they even feel comfortable to even want to sing for you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I'm a creative director. I'm a choreographer.
Yeah.
All the time, and they're very intimidated by me because dance is the opposite of singing. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so dance, you know, so, you know, when I'm bringing something different, but you have something that lets people want to sing for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's dope that you've been able to kind of transfer that over from 20 to 40 to 50 to 100 people tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Up to 400, you said it, which is kind of mind-blowing. Hold on a second. They said the sound effects is annoying. Actually, you can get out of my life, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. I love the sound effects. I'm enjoying them.
I'm enjoying the sound effects as well. Thank you very much.
keep them going.
I had to get back into my... hold on a second. But you know the fact hold on, shots fired. but the fact that you've been able to do what you've been able to do and kind of bring it to the next level, it's been able to do ain't it? It's kind of it's dope. So
yeah.
And for something you can sing, what's the plan for it, the game plan?
So I eventually want to bring So You Think You Can Sing. Oh, let me tell you. So before COVID happened, I actually was starting a YouTube series, and it was called So You Think You Can Sing Street Edition. So basically, I would go out into the streets. Me and my crew would go out into the streets, and we would go up to random people, and we'll have them to sing for cash prize. And they had to, and the thing is, they had to actually know the words, like word by word, without no mess ups. So if they were able to sing the song with no mess ups, and actually do like sing the words verbatim, and you know, get every word, they'll get a cash prize. So I eventually was trying to get that to, like, you know, television. Even now, I'm still trying to get So You Think You Can Sing to television. And, you know, this will be something different outside of, you know, American Idol or, you know, outside of X Factor. You know, this will give an opportunity to just random people to just showcase their talent. So that's the goal, is to get it on television. So.
Let's talk about that, Aldrin. Let's talk about Black individuals owning our spaces, and our platforms, owning our right? You know, owning the rights to be able to do what they do on TV. That's whitewash contract. What you do is authentic. You was able to get people to tap into what you do, get on a live, look at how they look, sing for you, bad, great, excellent, or indifferent, but they. You come on a platform that has hundreds of people that tune in to want to do that. Whereas American Idols have to have producers, lighting, stage crew, celebrities, all this stuff that is, you know, contrived to have a show. You know, so let's talk about how we can get So You Think You Can Sing on a public platform, all right?
Yes.
Executives, if you're watching, tap in, contact Aldrin, all right? You know what to do.
Hit me up.
So, Aldrin, so much that's even going on in America right now. Talk to us about how you feel about the election and everything that you thought with the election that just passed a few
weeks?
Well, I'm happy that it happened. You know, I'm definitely Team Biden and Team Kamala Harris, you know.
Yeah.
With this election, it was definitely a different type of election. I've only experienced a few elections since I've been alive. I'm young, so I haven't experienced as many elections that, you know, as everybody else. But the few that I did experience is definitely, you know, this election is definitely different than, you know, any other election that I've encountered, you know, and was able to experience. I believe that, you know, God heard our prayers. I believe that everything happened the way it needed to happen. And I'm going to just say this. Biden won. They can stop counting the votes.
Yes.
Stop counting the votes. Because every time you count the votes, he's getting more and more votes. And so now I will say this. And I'm going to just be transparent and honest. Was Trump the greatest president? Absolutely not. Worst president ever. But I will say God allowed things to happen for a reason. And so when it comes down to being in leadership, we may not even like who's in leadership. But at the same time, God had it. God knew exactly what he was doing to get our attention, you know. And that goes for everybody, you know. That goes for everybody. And so these past 4 years, we had to encounter a lot of chaos, and we had to encounter so much craziness, you know, that went on. But, you know, after a while, you know, I feel like God was saying, okay, you know what? I'm gonna give y'all a little piece. So we're gonna go ahead and put Biden, you know, in office. You know, we're gonna go ahead and, you know, have some positivity in this year. Because everybody can account that this year have been such a crazy year all the way around. From January up until now. You know, from January up until now. And so I'm praying for, you know, Biden. I'm praying for, you know, future First Lady Jill Biden. I'm praying for Kamala Harris. I'm praying for everybody that's on the team of Biden. But I'm also praying for Trump that he get his mind right.
Yes.
Come on. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Because it ain't all the way there.
It's not all the way there. You know, it's time for him to go, though.
It was time.
And you know what? It was time for him to actually...
Yes.
You know, like... There's something about energy. And when you put energy out that's negative, toxic, disruptive, right? And it starts from head, and that's your everything below is gonna follow that same structure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm dropping free gems right here on Black Culture to break down for free.
Yeah.
All right. You start from the top and you negativity. Your audience is gonna give you negativity, your staff is gonna give you negativity, your followers. Mm-hmm. Just the energy is going to come back your way. So everything that he spewed out has only been the reflection and then the reciprocated actions that
we're
giving ourselves, because we actually put him in office.
Yeah. And you know what? Let me say this. As you was talking, I was thinking where America messed up at, Trump have never had politic experience. He is a businessman.
Let's talk about it.
So he tried to run the country like a business.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
So now, when you're trying to run the country like a business, you're going to get everything as far as a business, the type of results that you're going to get, meaning it's going to flop here, it's going to flop there. You're going to, if you're sitting up, because you cannot run this country like a business. It is a politic politician country. It is all about politics. It's about what are you going to do for the economy? Because in a business, with a business, whether you come to my business or not, I have the right to refuse your service.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
But in when you are president, you're signing their oath saying, I am going to guarantee that this is what I'm going to do for the community. So now when you're putting a promise, when you slap your hand on that Bible and you put your hand across the chest or however they do it, then you're making a promise not only to yourself, but you're also making a promise to the nation. So everything that you're saying that you're going to do, the nation is going to look for that.
Absolutely.
But then you want to run it like a business. That's why I said to somebody, I said they should have never put nobody that's a businessman in office, because he's going to run it like a business, and that's exactly what he did.
But you know, now, it's not even they, it's we, because this is the problem.
We
don't feel like we need to get out to actually put our opinions on what's even going on a local level.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who your council? Do we know who our councilwoman and our mm-hmm. council? Do we know our senators? Do we know? Do we know who is in charge? Who are all these people that are in charge of the chairs of all these departments that are in part of our
mm-hmm.
a part of our
health? Yeah.
Because this is what's important. Then even running up to the highest, which is the presidency, like you said, mm-hmm. anything like a business when you are
okay.
You have to have humanity, because these are people's lives.
Yeah.
Sometimes business has to take a back seat to health. Ain't no sometimes.
Yeah.
Actually.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what business people do, because I do business, so I understand. You got to cut your losses and you figure out how to make gains. So Trump mm-hmm. is America, like, this is how, let's cut our losses. Well, who's that? Black people? Spanish people? You understand?
Yep.
You understand? Mm-hmm. This is not how was going down no more. So now we have to figure out how to take our power back, which is what I think was the first step in removing this mm-hmm. clown out of office.
No.
You gotta go. All right.
Yep.
Sure that we actually do the groundwork and continue. This is only phase one. We ain't done yet. You think he's finished? You think he's staying low like this? He's coming back with a
right.
Well, yes. This man loses. They come back harder the next time. He's not taking no L. So we got to make sure that we not taking no L's. You understand that?
Right.
All right? But, Algernon, mm-hmm. got me on here talking all this type of preaching. Going back to the comments is going crazy. Let me just...
Right, where is that stimulus check?
Trump, you're not out of office. Yeah, I need the stimulus check. Where is that shit money? All right? Listen, we know you out of here, but you still need money in January. Cut that check. We wait.
Right.
Woo. Where is that?
I need it.
Need it immediately.
Yes.
All right? And on top of that, would you say that stimulus check was coming that it wasn't coming? You're a liar.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Really?
That's, I'm going to tell you, that's because he's still trying to build the wall.
And you know, he's you understand? He's fraudulent.
Yep.
But my whole thing is with Trump is you got to know, like, then now it's like everything is fake news, recount the ballots, it's all fraud.
Mm.
You're so loose. Mm. I'm saying, if you don't even know how to follow the rules in a debate, then how can you follow
yep.
the country? You don't even know. You have mm-hmm. two interrupted. Why do you interrupt people every time? You don't even know how to.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You're not
mm-hmm.
health and the mental health of this nation. You're not concerned. You understand?
Yep.
Have you ever heard the same thing about Breonna Taylor? I've never heard Trump talk on Breonna Taylor, period. You understand? Have you ever heard him speak on what happened over there in Nigeria? Even
nope.
though it's an issue, but people all over America are outraged by it. So why would you not speak on sauce? That means it's not.
Well, I don't trust a president that don't know how to speak in complete sentences.
Period. Okay.
Yes.
Does Biden know how to speak in complete sentences?
Yeah. I don't trust him.
Okay. But you know what? Now let's get this is also another conversation. Trump is out of here, thank God. Bye bye.
Yes.
Right. Now right. A lot of things that I am not even 100% so clean on with Biden, right? Mm-hmm. There's things that are unanswered. There's those things that are a little bit tired, like his memory. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm, memory sometimes is losing and it's gone. All right, mm-hmm. I'm looking all the time. You know, and I just don't understand what's going on. But I'm really excited about Kamala. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm the Kamala show and Joe Biden is vice president. You don't understand it mm-hmm. like that in a weird way because our peoples are looking forward to somebody that look like us in office. Again, let's talk about it.
Yes.
You understand? And I just hope that Joe Biden is able to just really hold up his end of the bargain and don't let the black people down.
Right.
But the minute he messes up, they're going to say, you got to get him out of here. And we can't, and we're not going to be able to deal with that.
Right.
What could we do? What are your opinions? What we
mm-hmm.
hold him accountable to do what he said he was going to do for these black folks out here.
Exactly. Right. I'm rooting, let me tell you, that's, that, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we can just watch and see what happens next. Now, you know, Biden, you know, granted he doesn't, he's not perfect either. So we're watching him too.
We're watching.
You know, we're watching him too. Like, all right, don't mess up now.
I see them hearts is coming in because everybody feel the same way. If you black,
yeah.
Anybody, I'm not even trying to even listen. You both of them are in their 70s. Both of you guys are the, on two, well, a part of the thing.
Yes.
It's a, okay. Now you know. And, oh, you can do what you want to do to get the peoples on your side, and it worked because you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Do the right thing. You understand? Step up mm-hmm. for these peoples out here. Step up for these black organizations out
yep.
here. These minorities, everybody in general that mm-hmm. is not the majority, and really help out. White people have been winning, and they continue to win. Enough yep. of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we can actually get what we are just doing. How about you cut everybody that's black a check?
Please.
How about that?
That?
Where's the stimulus? Reimburse us for the stimulus that
room in my money.
You understand? Said that they was gonna give us. You understand? Where is that? Trump? Yeah, we didn't forget about you. You still in office until January. Where's that stimulus? You understand? All of this is important. Algin. You know, we all hear black coach to break down cracking. But, bro, what's got going on? What's got coming up?
Wait, say that one more time.
What do we got? What can we look up for next for you? What you got going on there?
So, as I stated earlier, I don't know if I stated this earlier, but I am looking to eventually, you know, bring So You Think You Can Sing. Yes, I did. I stated it earlier. To television. So I'm trying to do that. Also, there's a few things that I'm working on as far as, like, you know, turning. Now, this is one thing. Since you my boy, y'all get the exclusive.
Get me the exclusive.
So we are eventually wanting to turn, and we're eventually going to do it, wanting to turn Gospel Artist Entertainment into an actual network.
Come on, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so.
Who's out here? Come on.
So we're looking to do that in the near future, as soon as possible. And basically, this is going to consist of is going to be an actual network. And so we're trying to see if we want to run it through an app or if we want to run it, you know, see what it's going to be to get a spot on television. And so this is going to incorporate everything concerning the gospel industry, you know, panel discussions, one-on-one talks, you know, interviews, and, you know, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be really, really, really dope. And so that's one of the things. So this is the first time I'm even talking about it. So y'all got the exclusive on here. So it's going to be really, really dope.
We love when people give us exclusives. And as a matter of fact, I'm about to give another exclusive right now that let people know that we collaborate and talk about this. And effect, man, come on. Exclusive right now, me and Algin are collaborating to do a breakdown special called What Happened. All right?
Yeah.
All right? It's called What Happened, a Black Culture to Breakdown exclusive. That shot's fired. We're going to be having co-hosted by and Lily Lyons from WV. That shot's fired.
Yeah.
All right? It's going to be streamed on Gospel and all this entertainment. That shot's fired. Come on. Let's talk about that network coming into fruition. Let's talk about that network. All right.
Yeah.
People that's coming on the show to talk about what happened, the band. All right. And we're going to be talking about what happened in the exclusive, you know, breakdown of what they went through with their bands. We got, you know, Old Boy Prince from the GS Boys coming on.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all know that song? We got Carnell coming on from B5. And that shot's fired. All right. And we got Ray Ray coming on from My List Behavior. Y'all know we got them girls talking about. We got them girls talking about. Listen, y'all got to make sure y'all tuning in. It's shots fired out here. All right. Listen, it is definitely an age out here. And it's where creators are definitely stepping into a space that we own our content. It's where we be able to put our stamp and put our mark on what we want to do and us have the creative control on that. So we're going to tap into Algin. We definitely going to make a movie out here. And make.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Epic, bro. I got this BBM management is in the building. That right there says it's going to be epic. That is Old Boy Prince of the GS Boys management.
Nice. All
right, that's Mr. Boss Black in the building.
Nice.
Be epic. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we're doing, is connecting everything and taking everything to the next level. So now, what is it that you actually see next happening for Gospel Artist Entertainment? Like, how do you see that brand, you know, transform? I know you're saying the network is next, but now, what do you see happening? Do you kind of want to, now, I know you mentioned that you are stepping out of the gospel situation. Does that mean you're going to be changing the name? Does that mean, like, what should we be on the lookout for? I don't know. It sounds like not cooking.
So, as of right now, the name is not changing. It's still going to be Gospel Artist Entertainment. I'm looking to actually have Gospel Artist Entertainment as a corporation, meaning it's going like actually a building, and literally have the word Gospel Artist Entertainment, meaning it's going to be headquarters and everything. So I'm looking to do that. As far as anything concerning me stepping out of, you know, the gospel industry, focusing more on the R&B side or, you know, the entertainment side or, you know, anything like that, that's going to be my own personal brand itself. So this is just going to be Algin, you know, it's just going to be, you know, yeah, because I feel like even with, you know, I'm one of my biggest inspirations is Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is one of the most incredible people that have ever existed on this planet. He have come, you know, from, you know, being homeless to being a billionaire now, you know, and he has his own studio and he has his own thing. You know, he plays, you know, all of these different characters in his movies and shows. And so he knows how to balance out everything. And so I even learned from him, you know, how to balance out and what to do and not to move at a fast pace. So keeping Gospel Artists Entertainment just specifically for the gospel entertainment part, we're gonna, you know, we're keeping it like that. But as far as anything concerning me as my personal self, like Aldra McCullough, you know, you're gonna see me as like this show host or whatever, that's gonna be across the board. And so that's gonna be for everybody, whether you're gospel or not, you know, so.
All right, you wanna, whether you're part of gospel or not, it's for everybody.
That's for everybody.
Aldra, you definitely take the on the next time, you already know where you're going to be on top, bro. So definitely, honey, you know, to support you on Black Culture the Breakdown. So anything you need, man, or anytime you want to talk about what you got coming on next, do not be a stranger. Show.
Listen, you rock, man. I appreciate you, man. And we definitely going to build from here. I can't wait.
Absolutely. Listen, there's some fan engagement happening. There's so much going on. Everybody's laughing at us. They're clapping at us. They're talking money at us. They said, let me just read some of these comments. They said, I want to believe Biden. Oh, this is back to Biden. I want to believe Biden, but what's been going on, even with the debates, I don't know. And I want to trust him. Okay. Yeah, we have to trust him because it's either him or Trump for Biden.
Yeah, right now we're trusting Biden.
Kanye did try it. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
No. No. Right. It says, what about this Rona, though? The Rona. How do you feel about how everything is going on?
Well, as far as this whole Rona thing, it's definitely man-made. Yeah, it's definitely man-made.
Coronavirus is man-made. Comment, yo, you know, are we into conspiracy theories here on Black Culture the Breakdown, or are we into talking straight facts on Black Culture the Breakdown?
Yes!
All right? Is the coronavirus man-made? Talk to us about how you feel, Aldra. Elaborate on how you feel.
Well, I say it's man-made because... first of all, according to soon to be ex-president Trump, it came from China, which I don't know. Now the whole thing, I'm not gonna get into that part, but what I will say is I do feel like it's man-made because of the simple fact of how it works. You know, it's just, you know, it's not, because when, okay, I'm not gonna be extra deep and spiritual, but even in the Bible, you know, it says how, you know, plagues and different diseases will happen, but those diseases and those plagues will happen naturally. Those will happen naturally. I don't think COVID happened naturally. I think it's still man-made. That's just my personal opinion, you know. I just feel like it's just the way it works, you know, in the body, in the system. You know, one minute they're saying it, you know, it's going to, you know, if you get it, you don't have no symptoms or whatever. You don't know how you know, it's just a whole lot of things. You know, they don't really know.
Do you feel like this
cut
out who they perceive as the weak?
I mean, I don't know.
That have had COVID and they said it's the worst thing that they've ever had. And I've had that been in the presence of COVID and be like, I guess I must have had it and didn't even have no symptoms. So how does something go from one extreme that it kills you to the next extreme that you don't even have no symptoms, right? HIV, let's talk about that real quick, will kill you, period, okay? Coronavirus will kill you sometimes? Does that make sense?
No, and that's why I said it's man-made. I don't. Can you still hear me like this?
I can.
Yes.
So, you know, but
so I feel, and so when anything, I feel like anything that is naturally coming from God, that the Bible speak of, that when it hits your body, it's gonna have the same effect that it have on everybody else. This man-made stuff, they know who to target and who not to target.
Trump said he had it. I don't think he had it.
You don't think he had it?
I don't think he had it because how, and the reason why I say that is because when you look at it, there are people who had COVID that's experiencing those symptoms that are dying, that are, you know, and these people may be in great health. Trump, he had it for like 3 days and then he was already out of the hospital.
Trump said, I have the coronavirus. I have some great doctors. They're just some experts. Hold on one second. What coronavirus did you have? You know, it was all a Halloween spell. You understand? Like, just to try to get people.
It doesn't make sense.
But maybe he did have it, though. And then he just had doctors around. He didn't show no symptoms. But for him to be 70-something years old, a lot of this what I'm saying, it's really easy to get tied up in this. You understand? You got to know how to decipher. Black people out here, we talking to you. Learn how to be smart.
Yes.
Learn how to know when people are manipulating you.
Yes.
Learn how to know when you're being used.
Right.
That stuff is important. We cannot be clickbait. Let's not just listen to whatever somebody tell us. You know what I'm saying? But however, I can see somebody could be confused. Like, does he have the coronavirus? Does he not have the coronavirus? You understand? The vaccine out. You know, and then, but it's like, then Dr. Fauci, not credible, but then he is credible. It's all over the place, bro.
Because I feel like if he had COVID and he recovered that fast, what did you do to recover that fast?
And give us the secret. Because why are people dying? Why?
Exactly.
Okay. How old is he? Trump, 70, whatever. And you were able to survive through COVID. COVID should have got you out of here on the first. Okay, let's talk.
Yes. About
all right. You've been able to survive.
That's what I'm saying.
40, 50, 60, perishing.
Yeah.
What did you have that gave you the magic sauce? Or did you even have COVID?
You right, Scooby. No.
My whole thing is with Trump is you're not really honest. And it's very evident.
No.
You lost by a landslide. This is the most voters that ever came out to get you up out of here. You have to go, right?
Yes. And I don't trust a president who don't know how to form complete sentences, but I also don't trust a president who continuously to lie to the public. You're the president. And on top of that, you're disrespectful on every single thing. Why are you being disrespectful to the reporters who are simply asking you questions, trying to get an understanding? And then when you're trying to overtalk them or you're being disrespectful, it makes you look guilty.
Come on. And it just makes you look like a jackass. It just makes you look rude. It makes you look ignorant. It makes you look like you have no humanity. You understand? Right. Like the China virus. Let's build a wall. Like his slang, the way that you put words are important. Words are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking words into existence are a real thing. Yes. Laws are a real thing. And if you are the power in this nation, and this is how you talk about a small group of people, minorities, right? Because we know that China is massive. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? However, that they're a minority in this country. Muslims are a minority in this country. Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any good intentions for any of those people because you keep using derogatory, disrespectful, and a non-considerate.
Right.
You understand? So why? First of all, how low are you? You thought you was going to win again? All right? You on the news talking about the China virus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of white people in this country, but guess what? All of y'all is not more than all of us. And you understand? No. When you talking like that about one person, you talking like that about all of us. That's just how I look at it.
Right.
If you can about calling something the China virus, then you might as well call something the black.
Yep.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga virus, you understand?
Right.
You understand? Like, you got to watch how people do. And if whatever you're doing on a public platform like that, about in behind closed doors. How do you really view black people? Them black ladies at his rally. Like, yo, and Trump. If you don't vote for Trump, then you remember them ladies?
Dummies.
That was on steroids?
Yes.
We got to make sure that we do what's right for our people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, with Kanye, I feel like he didn't belong into. You're a distraction. And you gotta go.
Yes.
Okay.
And people voted for him too.
People did vote for him. You're not gonna divide the votes so we can lose this election, okay? We know what you're doing and you're not slick.
No.
Yeah. Then on top of that, you think you're qualified? You think you're qualified to be president of the United States of America? Where is the music? Bring us the music.
Yes.
Where is that?
Once again, somebody who do not know nothing about politics, mm-hmm. trying to get in office, running like a business.
Like a business. It's a power of life and death in the tongue. And I think that is ZZ Mem. That is definitely a real statement. Power of life is very important. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But Alger, man, we could be on here talking for hours, bro. I want to see if Nick Storm is on the live so we can get him on here to finish this segment. But, bro, yeah. you drop a free just for free. Alger is on here giving just for free. If you know what time it was, better make sure you follow that tag. Right? Alger, bro, super dope, man. We got a lot to talk about off camera.
Yeah.
Bro. And we got a lot to culture. And I'm excited to come live popping next Saturday. 8 p.m. live on Gospel Entertainment, Artist Entertainment, and at the Sidebar. All right, we in the money. All right, so make
sure
what happened, especially Black Culture to break down. Let everybody know where they can find and what we should be on the lookout for.
Yeah, so y'all can go follow me at Aldrin McCullough. Also, you can go follow the company page at Gospel Artist ENT, which is Gospel Artist Entertainment. And you can stay connected with us on both, on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you know, stuff like that. And be on the lookout for several things. Be on the lookout for, you know, So You Think You Can Sing to, you know, hit television at some point. Be on the lookout for me hosting more shows. Be on the lookout for Gospel Artist Entertainment eventually turning into a network. Be on the lookout for everything that we have to offer for you. And just be on the lookout to become even more greater than where you were before you knew about So You Think You Can Sing, because we're going to expose your talent, all right? So, I appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much, man. This has been absolutely incredible.
Man, you were incredible, bro. Do not be a stranger to this show. We're going to again and get back.
Thank you so much. And y'all go follow him, too.
Make sure y'all definitely follow me at Only Jersey. Thanks for tuning in to Black Culture The Breakdown, 10:30 p.m. Instagram Live, all right? Bro, you were everything, bro. We'll talk soon. All right, man.
Thank you so much, man.
So, you guys, that was Aldrin McCullough. Come on. Yeah. Am I saying that right? I'm really bad with my pronunciation. I need to work on that.
Yes.
Yo, how we feeling? We on Black Culture The Breakdown. All right? How we feeling today? Woo, I need to calm down. I'm excited today. How we feeling, everybody? All right, so listen, we got a lot that's actually happening, and we are dropping this What Happened, this exclusive Black Culture The Breakdown special co-hosted by Lily Lyons from SWV.
Yes!
That's a whole fact. Then we got Ray coming on for Modest Behavior.
Yes!
He in the money, come on. I did right now. Make sure y'all keep watching everything on my Instagram. I did my class 10. I'm a choreographer and a creative director. Go check that out. Then we got Carnell from B5. All I do is think of you.
Yes!
He's going to be tuning in and calling in. And then we got GS Boys. Oh boy, Prince is calling in. Do the stinky lid. Do the hey. Come over here in the month. That's what's happening next Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my YouTube Live and Gospel Artist Entertainment Facebook. All right? Bro, oh boy, Prince is in the building. What up, yo? Shit. Oh boy, Prince is in the building. All right? So we got a lot that's going down, that's happening. The flyer's dropping tomorrow. Stay tuned. Let's see if we can get Nick Storm is not on the live, right? Nick Storm, where you at? Nick Storm is actually super dope. I think he's having a little bit of difficulties. He was DMing me earlier. He's having difficulties. But Nick Storm is dope, and we're going to try to probably get him on the next show. But that's Ciroc, all right? Ciroc is going to be in the building the next time. We're going to be in the money. But I appreciate y'all all tuning into Black Culture, the Breakdown. We in the money on here, all right? Follow me at The Only Jersey. Stay tuned. We got a lot going down. It's all about pushing the culture forward. Culture Nights. Let's link up, stand up. We got a lot of stuff coming in. Appreciate y'all tuning in. See you.